This is Daylight Magazine, coming to you from Adventist World Radio Ghana, the voice of hope.
AWR Ghana, voice of hope.
Today's Daylight Magazine has segment designed with you in mind. Stay tuned and be blessed.
There's no need for standing up for the right unless you've gone.
Stand up against the wrong. Tell me how you're gonna ever stop of being weak
unless you make your mind up to be strong. You've got to do right, 'cause it won't be long.
It won't be long.
Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow. Bow, bow, bow.
Let me tell you that it's easy to hate your enemy, and it's just as easy to love your friends. Tell me you will have to live a life. The Bible tells you you've got to let the love of God come in.
Well, you've got to do
right,
'cause it won't be long.
It won't be long. Don't you wanna love him better? Don't you wanna love him more? Can't you even say you're knocking? He's knocking at your door.
So don't you wanna make
haste to meet your maker before you've got to deal with the undertaker? He will take you right now if you are willing. Don't you know the Bible is fulfilling?
You've got to do
right,
'cause it won't be long.
It won't be long.
You've got to do
right,
for it won't be long.
It won't be long.
You've got to do right, oh, live a life.
You've got to do right, oh, live a life. You've got to do right, oh, live a life. You've got to do right, oh, live a life. You've got to do right, oh, live a life. You've got to do right.
It was many years ago in the time of the Bible that they took him up to Calvary. They could have let him go, but instead they chose Barabbas just to set another criminal free. When they crucified the ever-loving caring master with compassion flowing from his eyes. Well, he said to a thief who was begging him for mercy that
today you live in paradise.
And I'm saved.
I'm saved. I'm saved like the criminal on the cross.
Praise God, I'm saved.
I'm saved. I'm saved. No more to suffer loss.
Well, he said I live in paradise.
And he's taken care of the cost. Hallelujah, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved like the criminal on the cross.
Well, on the judgment day, when all the people gather around him and they wait to hear what he will declare, there will never, ever be more intense anticipation that has ever happened anywhere. When they call my name to defend my reputation, there is only one thing I can say. I'm a wretch, I'm a worm, I'm a no-good sinner, but he said I'll save you anyway. Oh, and I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved like the criminal on the cross.
Praise God, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. No more to suffer loss.
Well, he said I'd live in paradise.
And he's taken care of the cost. Hallelujah, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved like the criminal on the cross.
Well, I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved through Jesus. I am saved.
Through Jesus, I am
well,
saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. His mercy show the way.
Mercy show the
well,
way.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. I'm saved. No more for me to
no
say.
No more for me to
well,
say.
I'm saved.
I'm saved.
I'm saved. I'm saved in paradise today.
It was many years ago in the time of the Bible that they took him up to Calvary. They could have let him go, but instead they chose Barabbas just to set another criminal free. When they crucified the ever-loving caring master with compassion flowing from his eyes. Well, he said to a thief who was begging him for mercy that
today he'll live in paradise.
The Lord himself shall say, well done to those who have done well. The Lord himself shall welcome those who have well served others. The Lord shall share his throne with those who have lost their throne for him. The Lord himself shall glorify those who have glorified him in this life. The Lord shall open heaven's gate for those who have opened their heart's gate. The Lord shall dine with those who have opened their heart and dined with him. The Lord shall mention the names of those who have mentioned his name. And the Lord shall finally save those who through them others were saved. Written by Ebenezer Quay.
Hello listener, you are about to listen to a discussion on the topic I. This is the first part of the discussion I.
Hello dear friend, you're welcome once again to your favorite program, A Healthy You. Today we are going to look at the I. Yes, in fact your eyes, your two eyes. We are going to learn so much about it and how to be able to take good care of it, so that you don't lose your sight. And I believe you have a lot to learn from us. And to help me do this discussion, I have here Madame Dorothy Bafo Ewua. She is a faculty from the Department of Nursing at Valley View University. Madame, you're welcome.
Thank you.
And then I have Gifty Eyim Chirwa, a level 400 student of VVU Nursing Department. Gifty, welcome.
Thank you, Ma.
And then finally, we have a young man with an interesting surname that I'm always tempted to ask Shito to, but forgive me. He's called Papo Sylvester. Sylvester, you're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I hope that today's discussion will be interesting as usual.
Mm-hmm.
How has your week been, madam?
By God's grace, okay. We are moving on.
Okay, and Papo?
Very fine.
I guess it's been very hot. And Gifty?
Very tiring.
Very tiring.
Very.
Then from here, go and rest. But all the same, we thank God for life and strength to be able to come today. So let's start. Let's talk about my eyes. Madam, tell me something about my eyes. What are the various parts of the eye and their functions?
All right. You want me to tell about your eyes,
yes,
but not mine?
Of course.
All right. And so your eyes helps you to see things.
Yes.
All right. So the main function of the eye is what? For sight
vision. Okay.
Or vision.
Okay.
All right. And so we have various parts of the eyes.
Okay.
All right. We can start from the eyelid, which is the protective part of the eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's say somebody throws something. Mm-hmm. What do? You just blink.
Yeah.
All right. And so the blinking is what? It's automatic.
Okay.
And so you do that to protect your eye from anything which is thrown or getting close to your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then,
so that's where we put eyeshadow.
Oh, okay.
When we do makeups.
Yes.
Okay.
That's the part. All right. So the function is for protection. Mm-hmm. And then we have the eyelashes.
Mm-hmm.
That one to protect the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you are sweating. You are working under the hot sun. You are sweating. Mm-hmm. In order for the sweat not to get in your eyes, it's the eyelashes that will stop that sweat from getting into your eyes. All right.
Okay.
And so the eyelashes helps to protect it too. And the where the eye is where Can you identify where your eye is?
On your face.
All right.
It's on the side. Are you talking about the inner part or the outer part?
The outer. All right.
Okay.
And so God has made it in a way that the eye, it's embedded in the socket.
Okay.
The eye socket.
Okay.
All right.
Orbit.
Yeah, the orbit.
Okay.
All right. When you take the skeleton of the head,
yeah,
all right, the hole that you can see,
mm-hmm.
all right, and so that one too, the position where it is,
mm-hmm.
it's also protecting the eye itself.
Okay.
Okay, let's say you have something splash in the eye,
mm-hmm.
okay, because of the position it is not easy for the thing to get into the eye directly.
Okay.
All right, of course, it has to hit the bone before mm-hmm. it can get into the eye.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so the position where it is itself will protect the eye too. All right, and then when we talk about tears, tears too help to protect the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you have something, foreign object in the eye, what is the reaction of the eye?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to cry, but there will be tears.
Yeah.
And so the tears will just protect the eye from that foreign object.
Okay.
And like, so the tears will wash.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It will wash off the foreign object, mm-hmm. which has got into the eye. All right. So the tears too is there.
And I guess those who cry easily, they always have clean eyes.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to clean your eyes, you can just cry. Or you take actions that will cause flow of tears.
Or get someone to give you a slap. Tears will come.
All right. And so we have that. And then we have the conjunctiva.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a lining on the eyeball itself.
Okay.
That one to help protect the inside or the surface of the eye.
Okay.
All right. And so that one too is there.
Okay.
All right. And then, can I continue?
Let's allow you to rest small. We'll come back to you. Give to you if you can continue.
Okay. So the eye is a very sensitive part of our human body by way of introduction.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps us in our daily activities.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an impairment, like, or your eyes are not functioning well, there are lots of things that can happen to you. There are a lot of daily activities you'll not be even able to perform on your own,
mm-hmm.
unless aided or assisted.
Mm-hmm.
So we must take very good care of our eye,
okay.
just as Madam has earlier said of concerning the eyelashes. But
mm-hmm.
before you even get there, we have a hair,
mm-hmm.
hair at the upper parts mm-hmm. of our eye. That's somewhere around the forehead.
Okay.
And that's what we call the eyebrow.
Wow. Okay.
It also helps protect the eye
mm-hmm.
from foreign objects or foreign bodies.
Coming from, maybe coming from, down from your head.
Yes, coming from your head mm-hmm. or the upper part of your
okay.
body. And Madam also made mention of the tears.
Mm-hmm.
Where these tears are actually formed are the eyelids
mm-hmm.
by a gland we call the lacrimal gland.
Mm. Why don't you just call it tear gland?
Yeah, some people go that way.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, that's that lacrimal.
Lacrimal.
La what?
Cremial.
Meal.
Yeah.
I was meal.
And
so tear gland.
Yeah, tear gland.
Okay. Tear gland.
Yes.
Okay.
And not only the tears, it contains other substances like the sebaceous and then the sweat gland.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's see what happens when there's a tear formation from
mm-hmm.
the eyelid. It doesn't evaporate because it needs to come and wash the eye
mm-hmm.
to clean the lens, to clean the cornea.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that place.
Okay.
So these sebaceous glands are then to help evaporation of the tears.
Mm-hmm.
So that when the tear gland
mm-hmm.
from the tears, it doesn't vanish or evaporate.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, it comes down to perform its function by washing off the eye. Yeah, so
but I find it amazing, anytime you are sad it's easy to cry. Does it mean when we are sad we accumulate more debts on the eyes or what?
No, the emotional response, you know, everything pertaining to the eye, everything with our system also connects to the nervous system, that
mm-hmm.
is the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So in response to emotions
mm-hmm.
it's so natural
mm-hmm.
and it comes,
you can't explain why.
Mm. It's actions of the nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
They are impulses or like it communicates. So
mm-hmm.
this is the state this individual is in now. So mm-hmm. what should happen?
He needs to shed tears.
Laugh, cry, be sad, mm-hmm. be happy. And mm-hmm. it comes.
Mm-hmm.
So they also communicate it to the lacrimal gland
mm-hmm.
or the tear ducts or
okay.
the tear gland, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
So what shall I do?
Mm-hmm.
Quickly they respond.
Mm-hmm.
These impulses are so fast.
Mm-hmm.
very fast.
Before you realize a drop has come in on your cheek.
Yes, because sometimes it's not even your intention to cry. Mm. Something happens and you're controlling yourself so much. No, as for this, I will never cry. I won't cry. But you don't have control over it. Mm. By the time you realize, tears are just running down.
Your cheeks.
Yeah.
You just listened to the first part of the discussion, I...
or contributions, you can contact us on
+233 244 673528
or 0244 235 017, or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box AF 595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
Voice of beautiful city, haven of peace, beautiful home where weeping shall cease. When shall thy gates be opened to me? When shall I rest forever in thee? Beautiful city, haven of peace, home of the soul where weeping shall cease. Beautiful city, waiting for me. When shall I rest forever in thee? Beautiful city, haven of rest, beautiful mansions, home of the blessed. Oh, how I long thy glories to see, beautiful city waiting for me. Beautiful city, haven of peace, home of the soul where weeping shall cease. Beautiful city, waiting for me. When shall I rest forever in thee?
Calling for you and for me.
Calling for you and me.
On the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you. And
you are welcome to the moment of truth. I am your humble servant, Daniel Abbey, and the sermon is entitled Called to the Kingdom. The scripture text is taken from Esther chapter 4, verse 14, reading from the New King James Version. For if you remain completely silent at this time, relief and deliverance will arise for the Jews from another place, but you and your father's house will perish. Yet, who knows whether you have come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Esther chapter 4, verse 14. There is a song by Annie Flint that I have grown to love so much. She said, "He giveth more grace when the burden grows greater." When we have exhausted our hoarded assurance, our Father's good giving only begins. And that marks the story of Esther. One day we were having a quiz at church, and someone asked, "There is a book in the Bible. There is no God in that book. There is no Holy Spirit in that book. There is no Jesus in that book. But it's a book of the Bible." And the children were saying, "How can a book of the Bible be of such?" When it was answered, "So is the book of Esther. In the entire book of Esther, we do not find even one mention of God's name. We do not find a mention of the Holy Spirit. Nonetheless, the book glows with a sense of divine providence. In spite of the intrigue of Haman and the enemies of the Jews to annihilate the people of God, behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadow, keeping watch above his own." The story reads stranger than fiction, a series of dramatic improbabilities and surprising coincidences lead first to a scene of impending doom, but ultimately to turning of the tables on the bad guys as God's people are delivered. Queen Vashti defies the king's order to come into the banquet he had prepared for his drunken officials. From a moral standpoint, Vashti did right. She refused to be exploited as a sex object. It was an act of extraordinary courage, and it could cost her the kingdom. Out of the confusion caused by Vashti's deposition, a Hebrew maiden, poor, wretched, without any kind of good education, without immediate family, with no mother nor father, but beautiful, is catapulted to the palace. She goes from obscurity to empire, from grass to grace, from poverty to riches, from low to high. In the Bible, it said that the humble will always be raised. We saw that in Jesus in Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 8. He said, "Let this life of Christ be in you, who humbled himself even to the death of the cross. And God has given him a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus every knee will bow and every tongue will confess." Esther humbled himself. She learned as a child from her cousin Mordecai. In another twist, bitter rivalry develops between Mordecai and Haman the Agagite. The king elevates Haman to high office, but Mordecai refuses to bow or pay homage. Furious, Haman devises a scheme to destroy not only Mordecai, but the entire Jewish population. It's a moment when history holds its breath. The stage is set. Who will come forward to turn the wheel on the side of right? Mordecai trusts God. God will provide deliverance, but the immediate source Mordecai can see is his own foster daughter, placed in a position of great influence for this very time. A modern day Esther will tell you, I will never go. I have my position and I will not compromise my position. The cause is risky. Esther may lose her life by going to see the king without an invitation. But she said, if I perish, I perish. In Esther chapter 4 verse 16. And goes to her faith. We too have a tryst with destiny. In matters high or low, small or great, God wants to use us today to work for his purpose. Are we going to say we will go wherever he sends us? And even to the point that we will say when we perish, we perish. May God give us such a heart to stand even in rough times. Amen.
Thank you very much for staying with us. Once again, you can reach us on
+233-244-673528
or 0244-235-017 or email us at radio@vvu.edu.gh or through the postal address Adventist World Radio Ghana, P.O. Box A5595, Adenta, Greater Accra Region, Ghana. We will expect your feedback.
AWR Ghana, Voice of Hope.
I believe today's magazine has been a blessing. May the good Lord's hand be in your life. Amen. Remember to tune in same time tomorrow. Bye for now.